Hello, beautiful creators. This is Kadesha King, and you are listening to the What Are You Creating Today podcast, where we explore the practical application of time-tested spiritual wisdoms for higher self-awareness and everyday joyful living. Welcome to today's story time and the Yoga Sutras episode. This week's story is titled The Empty Cup. In a far-off land, many, many centuries ago, an old Zen master was quietly moving in his hut. He was in the process of finishing up his tea-making routine and getting ready to sit down on his rug for a light and nutritious afternoon snack. When a new student knocked at the master's door seeking to be schooled in the art, science, and practice of Zen. The master let the student into his home and invited him to take a seat at his small wooden table. Having already read and heard about Zen practice for years, before arriving at this particular master's home, the student came prepared with his head brimming with scholarly information. He had many well-thought-out theories to propose and many accompanying opinions to share. So, before the teacher could say anything of note after their initial greeting and the master's invitation for the student to take a seat, the student began talking endlessly about everything that he knew. The master looked at the student kindly, sat quietly, and listened. After a momentary pause in his lecture, a pause in which the student eagerly awaited his master's response to all that he had just shared, the master began to silently pour tea into a small porcelain cup that was placed in front of the student. The student smiled proudly, and then he began to passionately speak again. The master quietly listened and kept pouring the student's tea. As the student jabbered on indefinitely without much room for a breath, the aromatic amber liquid from the master's teapot began to overflow the student's cup and spill evenly onto the table. The student took no notice of this. So, the master kept pouring and pouring and pouring the student's tea. Silently and gently, as serene as ever, the master poured warm liquid into the student's overflowing cup until the student caught a glimpse of the table as he was getting ready to reach for his cup and take a sip of the delicious beverage. The moment that he looked down at his cup, the student's enthusiastic smile immediately turned into an open-mouthed, silent pause as he furrowed his eyebrows in confusion. Then, when what was happening in front of him somewhat started sinking into his awareness, with startling alarm and an audible gasp, the student quickly jumped back from the table, shocked and in disbelief. He stood staring wide-eyed at the Zen master from a nearby corner in the room, breathing audibly. When the master did not stop pouring the tea, even while the teacup was clearly full and was getting fuller every second, with the table slowly bathing in liquid that was ready to spill onto the floor at any moment, the student finally found the words to exclaim, "Master, the cup is full. It can hold no more." To which the master took a smooth, deep breath and calmly replied, as he continued to pour tea into the overflowing cup, "Your mind, like this cup, is full of opinions, beliefs, and speculations. How can I teach you Zen when there is no room left for understanding? If you want to learn from me, you must first empty your cup." This parable, which I just added some color and detail to that I hope you enjoyed, is often told to emphasize the point that if you want to learn something new, you must first be open-minded and willing to let go of your already solidified preconceived notions. But, beautiful creators, let's dive a little deeper than that today. To listen to the full episode and access accompanying study materials, resources, and worksheets, please sign in to your student account.